Sybil and I are in St. Louis. We're here for the funeral of Michael Brown. CNN's Don Lemon has been here for how many days straight now, Don?
Oh, I've been here since last, like Wednesday or Thursday, but I came in and out, but I just left to shoot a story for a couple hours, and then I came back. But I've been staying here for almost 2 weeks now.
Yeah. You made some real friends here in St. Louis. They all know you. And I've been surprised about, not surprised, because these are my people and I know how we are when we come together, mm-hmm. about the generosity and the compassion of the people in the neighborhood.
It's been amazing. People have been coming and volunteering to clean up after the protesters and really just clean up the streets, so that they're like, we don't want, you know, Ferguson to be portrayed in a bad way. And it's not just the people of Ferguson. I mean, people mm-hmm. are coming from all over the country volunteering. But, you know, mm-hmm. the thing that was the most heartening to me since I've been here was, you know, that peace school that cropped up, the School of Peace, because school was closed for at least a week. They were supposed to go back to school. And the mm-hmm. kids had nowhere to go. So a couple of people in the community volunteered at the library, and they had 12 kids the first day. And then by the time they were done, they had like 200 or 400 kids, I forget how many, just at a school that just cropped up after. And they were, I mean, they had a full middle school going. They had people, I mean, donating money from everywhere, donating food, supplies. It was, and these kids were just, you know, they finally had a normal life and a normal schedule again. I mean, it was just a couple of days, but
I saw that. It was moving. To see the teachers with their signs saying, teachers here to teach, students are welcome, and I saw that story that you did on CNN.
Don, I made my way over to the Peace Fest yesterday, and mm-hmm. The one thing that I got, and I'm sure you have as well, and can attest to this, is that the people really do want to make something positive out of this.
Yes.
And the Peace Fest is not just something that came about as a result of Michael Brown's death. This is an annual event.
It is. And they, I was speaking to the business owner, this one barbecue place, which is right on Canfield, the street where Michael Brown died. He said this should be a movement and not a moment. And I completely mm-hmm. agree with him. Because, mm-hmm. because I think that a Pandora's box has been opened, right, when it comes to the disconnect and the distrust that people have for the police department. And just our short time being here, you know, look at the number of officers who've been exposed for their behavior. And if it wasn't for the light of the media, for the media descending on Ferguson and St. Louis, who would have known about this? Mm-hmm. It would just be accusations by people in the community and business as usual. So, listen, it's terrible, obviously, that Michael Brown died, but if something good can come out of this for around the country, for people at least having some knowledge of bad, you know, officers and how to root them out, I think, you know, that should happen. You're right, so it should be more than just, you know, something that, a flashpoint. It should be bigger than that.
And you had a once-in-a-lifetime meeting of the mothers.
Oh. Yeah, it was unbelievable. Yesterday, Trayvon Martin's mom, Sean Bell, you know, Sean Bell was killed in 2006 in New York City, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And by police officers there, and Michael Brown's mother. They met Michael Brown's mother for the first time and in front of our cameras. And it was probably the most emotional interview that I've ever conducted. And mm-hmm. they snatched her up and wouldn't let her go. And they mm-hmm. said, you know, if you, no matter what time of day it is, you can call me. We've been through it before. We know how it is. Not, you know, not many people can say we understand what you're going through, but we can.
I was with the family of Eric Garner, the Staten Island guy who was mm-hmm. choked by police. Mm-hmm. He's got an 18-year-old that's going to college.
Mm-hmm.
On a basketball scholarship.
Wow.
Mm.
Wow.
Mm.
Yeah.
That is not a fraternity or sorority you want to be a part of, obviously.
Oh, my. Yeah. You just took the words out of my mouth. And it's sad that there has to be a sorority or a fraternity like that, Sybil, that it has to be a group of women who've lost their sons to, you know, by police officers or authority figures. Or there has to be a fraternity or sorority for people who've lost their, you know, their children to violence. Kids should kids should not die before their parents.
No, you don't bury your children.
You're at the church right now?
I'm at the church now. We're right out in front of the Friendly Temple, and I'm going to be anchoring here all day, but people are starting to show up, Tom, and I know that you're going to be here, and we're going to be looking forward to you. And I quite honestly, I'm looking forward to interviewing with you, because I want to hear your words on how do we move forward with peace. I want you to give some advice to the country.
Okay. All right, Don. See you in a few.
See you in a few. Thank you, guys. See you, Sybil.
See ya.